الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Respected ulama kiram, brothers and elders in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most kind and compassionate towards His creation, especially towards the mu'mineen and towards the believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us hundreds of opportunities to gain His proximity and closeness in the form of ibadat, in the form of serving humanity, serving the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put therein great amount of rewards and virtues for us. The month of Zilhijjah, especially as you know, we recall the great sacrifices of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the Hajj that is taking place, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obliterates and wipes out the sins of every mu'min, every haji that goes there. And together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revives the spirit of sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam by making the qurbani compulsory upon those that can afford it. The days of Qurbani are still on actually. Today is the final day till the Maghrib of today. Will be the days of Qurbani wherein animals are sacrificed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to give us abundantly an immense and great rewards for our actions. Not like the dunya where we use the means of the dunya and we use it only once and it's over. But if you look at deen and the amal of deen, firstly, they are relatively very easy. Secondly, we find that for one action, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us manifold. For example, this qurbani that we had made, the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then before the blood could even reach the ground, it is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One riwayat, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells that Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha to stand and witness a qurbani, and he tells her words to this effect, that with the first drop of blood that falls down, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all your sins. Same qurbani, that before it reaches the ground is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First drop reaches the ground, all your sins are forgiven. Together with that, in another riwayat, you understand that this very qurbani will come on the day of judgment with his horns and with his hair and with his hoofs, and it will be weighed on the scales of good deeds. That very qurbani that we had made where our sins are forgiven, was accepted in the court of Allah, it's not finished, but on the day of judgment it will be put onto the scales, and inshallah the enormous reward a person will get. The same qurbani, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells the sahaba when he asks, what is this qurbani, sunnat of your father Ibrahim, and what is therein for us? For every single hair there will be a virtue and a reward for you. What about those animals that do not have hair, like the sheep, etc., that we have? For every fiber of wool that is there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins. One hand it is weighed on the scales, it's not the end of the story, but for every hair that it has, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you reward. Similarly, another riwayat we find that this will become a shield for you from the fire of Jahannam. One action that is carried out, but it's enormous amount of reward over and over again. Different types of reward are given from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because there's no shortage in the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as far as virtue and reward is concerned. Over one act, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pays you over and over and over again. So this is the great fazl and a virtue, great ihsan and a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that for one action we find we are paid over and over again by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mona Ihsan Sahib, Dawud Barakatuh, who was senior from Raiwin, always mentions this. He says, if a person looks at the dunya and the wealth of the dunya and the earnings of the dunya, person earns some wealth and he goes to the store to go and buy something, purchase something in the morning or whatever part of the day, and in lieu of the items that he purchases, he gives that and he takes the item and comes home. When he goes in the afternoon and when he purchases some other items, then it is told to him to pay up for those items. If he tells him that I've already paid in the morning, then obviously people will say something is wrong with this person. Maybe he's not right up there, he's insane, some nuts are loose, etc. Why? Because he has to pay for this item again. He cannot be rewarded, or he cannot get anything in lieu of what he had given in the morning. He's already taken it. But as far as a'mal is concerned, no. Over and over again we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us for this a'mal. And after all, this wealth that was utilized was from who? Which person had come into this dunya with the wealth in this world? Had come into this dunya without anything. أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ هَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. At the end of the verse, that we have come here, you do not even know anything, forget possess anything, could not even discern between good and bad, right and wrong, your father and your mother, the earth and the sky. You had come in that state in the dunya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that has nurtured us, has brought us up from that beginnings, from those beginnings, made us into adults, etc., given us understanding and intellect and reasoning. And thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us all the resources that we have, the wealth that we have, all the faculties that we have. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has given us. So look at the great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Out of those bounties and ni'mat that He has given us, it is from Him entirely. And when we spend part of it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to His plan, according to His order, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us abundantly for that. There's also another great fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that from what He has given us, that is why when it comes to wealth, we find over and over again Allah ta'ala reminds us, أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. Spend from that which we have given you, we have bestowed upon you, we have favored you with, we have showered you with, spend from that. So in reality, this is from Allah. That is why part of the dua when you are sacrificing, Allahumma minka walak. Oh Allah, this is from you and it is for you. It is from you, this ni'mat is from you, this wealth is from you, and it is sacrificed here for you. The example is very easy to understand. We give our little children sometime some money, and thereafter we tell the child to give us some of it. We give the child 100 rand and you tell him, give me 10 rands from there. The child sometime gives you and sometimes the child does not give you. Does not give you, you laugh and smile and think to yourself that I am the one that have given him this 100 rand. He's not even prepared to pass with 10 rand of that 100 rand that I have given to him. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, and yet we are needy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from want. He gives us all the ni'mats and all the resources. And when we spend little in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us abundantly. So this is the great ni'mat and fazal and generosity and graciousness and magnanimity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He bestows upon us so much as far as our a'mal is concerned, as far as our actions are concerned. And we should also remember that there are so many that had the wealth and had the means to do the qurbani, but they did not get the tawfiq and the guidance from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They could not do it. So this guidance also, apart from giving us the wealth and resources, is also a great ni'mat from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this hidayat and tawfiq that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us to carry out good deeds is a very, very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is why when it comes to spending in the path of Allah or exerting ourselves, we should remember these resources are from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not forget that we had come empty-handed. That famous hadith, you know, of those three people that were afflicted with sicknesses, etc., different sicknesses, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed them different animals. And when a person thereafter had come to them to ask from those animals, then two of them forgot their humble beginnings and forgot that they had possessed nothing. And they began to say, no, this is Kabirin and Kabirin. It has come from our forefathers to us. And one person, the third person that they had gone to, this angel, that person that had come in the form of an angel to test and try these people, when he had asked him for some wealth or some type of animal, this person told him, take what you want and leave behind what you want. This is given to me by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you are in need of, take it. He had not forgotten that his ni'mats are from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every single ni'mat, وَمَا بِكُمْ مِنْ ni'matin فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever ni'mat is we have, it's from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever good befalls you, whether it is your wealth, whether it is your health, whether it is conditions of prosperity, whether it is the safety and security that you possess, whether it is the intellect, intelligence and respect that you have, integrity that you have, it's all from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should be ever grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is how you will find in the masnoon du'as, Allahumma lakal hamdu bima hadaytana, wa lakal hamdu bima akramtana, wa lakal hamdu bima hadaytana, wa lakal hamdu bima akramtana, wa lakal hamdu bima satartana, wa lakal hamdu bil Qur'an, wa lakal hamdu bil ahli wal mal, wa lakal hamdu bil mu'afat. Here we find all the ni'mats, great big bounties are mentioned to Allah. Person says, oh Allah, praise be to you for giving me guidance. Praise be to you for honoring me and for honoring us. Praise be to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for concealing our faults. Praise be to you, Allah, for the Quran that you have sent to us. Praise be to you, O Allah, bil ahli wal mal, for the family that you have given us, for the wealth that you have given us, all praise be to you. Bil mu'afat, all praise be to you for all the good conditions and all the goodwill and prosperity that we have. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise be to you. As long as we attribute all the ni'mas to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah we are on the safe path. But once a person becomes unmindful, he turns away, and his focus turns away towards himself or towards his wealth, and he begins to attribute these things to himself, that's a part of danger. That is the part of danger. As long as a person can carry out the greatest of tasks, but he says, O Allah, it's only from your tawfiq and your guidance and your ni'mat and your bounty and your favor upon me that I'm carrying this out, inshallah there is great chances of the acceptance of this amal. But when he turns towards himself and he says, no, I have done this and I have achieved this, then we find that's the point of destruction, and we find that people fall before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the sight of Allah, when they do this, like Fir'aun and Qarun and Haman, and all these people attributed their ni'mats towards themselves and the achievement towards themselves. Shaitan had said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I am better than him. This eye, when it had come in, then we find the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person had dropped. That is why we should always remember to attribute all the ni'mats to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and never to forget these ni'mats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us, and to be ever grateful for the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So after these days, we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a virtuous day of the day of Eid has just passed 2 days ago, and yet we find another virtuous day has come to us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given great virtue and has made very, very sacred. And that is the day of Jumu'ah, the day of Friday. From all the, amongst all the days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has just made this day a very auspicious day, a very virtuous day, because it comes every week. Sometimes there's an oversight on our side and we lose the significance and the virtue of this day. We do not regard it as that virtuous or that significant. Yet if you look in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسِ, the best day upon which the sun has risen, يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ, is the day of Jumu'ah. From all the days, the best day upon which the sun has come up and risen is the day of Jumu'ah. One riwayat is mentioned, إِنَّ مِنْ أَفْضَلِ أَيَّامِكُمْ يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ, from amongst your best days, the most excellent days is the day of Jumu'ah. One riwayat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, إِنَّ يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ, the day of Jumu'ah, سَيِّدُ الْإِيَّامِ وَأَعْزَمُهَا إِنَّ اللَّهِ, it is the leader of all the days and the greatest of all the days, the day of Jumu'ah, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَعْزَمُ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْأَضْحَى وَيَوْمُ الْفِطْرِ. Imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioning the greatness of this day. He says, in the eyes of Allah, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this day is more virtuous than the day of Eid. The both days of Eid, يَوْمُ الْأَضْحَى وَيَوْمُ الْفِطْرِ. The day of Jumu'ah is more virtuous, and it's more virtuous by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the day of Eid al-Adha that has just passed 2 days ago. The day of Eid al-Fitr that had passed after the Ramadan, this day is more virtuous than those days as well. Can you imagine how virtuous is this day, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favor upon us, that this day comes to us not once in a year or twice in a year like the Eid, but every week we have the opportunity of witnessing this Mubarak day, this auspicious day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us. One riwayat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us words to this effect, that we are nahnul akhiruna sabiqoon. We are those people, those ummah that have come in the last, but on the day of judgment will be first. Our reckoning will be first. Our entry into paradise will be first. Yet the people before us were given the divine books before us. They were given the divine books before us. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, wahada, this was a day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made fixed and made obligatory upon those people, upon the people of the past, the Yahud and the Nasara, the Jews and the Christians. But what happened? فَاخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ, they began to differ as far as these days are concerned. وَهَدَانَ اللَّهُ لَهُ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided us towards this day, towards this day of Jumu'ah. They began to differ and they kicked after us. The Jews were after us. They regarded the Sabbath, the Saturday, as the holy day and the sacred day. And the Christians regarded the Sunday as a sacred day. But here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that فَهَدَانَ اللَّهُ لَهُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided us towards this auspicious day and towards this Mubarak day, the day of Jumu'ah. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in many ahadiths, when you collaborate all the ahadiths, we find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions things that happen in this day, highlighting the significance of this day, things that happen, things that will happen, are happening now on this day, and things that will happen in the future. Among the things that happened in the past on this day, was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created Adam alayhi salatu wa salam on this day. And in some riwayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had entered him into paradise on this day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken him out of paradise on this day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had descended him on the earth on this day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had accepted his repentance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him death on this day, on the day of Friday. So these are the happenings of the past as far as the day of Friday is concerned. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us there's a moment on this day that whatsoever a person asks is so virtuous that whatever a person asks from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him his du'as, and his answers, his du'as and his prayers will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is a moment on this day. What is that moment? We'll come to that later. But this is the significance that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam highlighted about this day. And this is the day when the day of judgment will also come on the day of Friday. The day of judgment will also come on the day of Friday. In one riwayat is mentioned, there is no beast on the face of the earth but becomes weary and in fact screams and cries from the time of dawn till the time of dusk out of the fear that this may be the Qiyamah. This may be the Qiyamah, this day of Friday, today may be the Qiyamah. Some riwayat is mentioned that there is no close, high-ranking, close angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no heaven and there's no sky and there's no winds and there's no mountains and there's no sea, but is afraid of this day when the day of Jumu'ah comes, that perhaps this is the day when Qiyamah, today is the day maybe when Qiyamah will be established. So here we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this day, the day of Jumu'ah, a very, very sacred day, a day full of virtue, a day, a special day for the life of a mu'min. And this is in the life of a mu'min. This is one of the shi'ars and symbols of Islam, the day of Jumu'ah. There are many symbols and those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made exclusive in the deen of Islam, those things that are distinct and different, those are known as the shi'ar and the symbols and signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of them is the day of Jumu'ah. That is why it is mentioned that we should honor this day of Jumu'ah. We should show reverence and respect to the day of Jumu'ah. And Allah ta'ala promises, وَمَا يُعَزِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whomsoever shows respect to this day, to the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and reverence to the symbol of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is from the piety of the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bearing evidence that that person that showed respect and honor to the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are so many of them, like the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Kitabullah, and the dini activities that take place, and a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the jama'ah, etc. There are so many. Ulama have enumerated these symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those things that have a special link to the deen of Islam, they are outstanding in the deen of Islam, they are signs, special signs, distinct signs of the deen of Islam. Whomsoever honors this and shows respect to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, that is from the piety of the person's heart. That person, Allah ta'ala bears witness here, that person has piety in the heart. So here we find the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us, and remember, this is a great gift only to the mu'mineen and to the believers. To the person out there who does not have iman, Allah Barak save us and keep us with iman. To them, this day, the day before this day, and the day after this day, is just another day. It makes no difference to them as far as this day is concerned. But for a mu'min and for a Muslim, this day is a special day. And if you wish to look at this, look at the lives, especially of our pious predecessors, when the day of Jumu'ah is to come, is to make due preparations beforehand. From the evening of Thursday, which is the beginning of the Islamic day, obviously it begins with the night. We find from that time preparations are made for this day, for this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. And obviously the day of Jumu'ah starts here in Islamic calendar after the Maghrib of Thursday. After the Maghrib of Thursday, the night sets in of Jumu'ah, which is part of the day, part of Jumu'ah. And thereafter comes the day of Jumu'ah. So they used to make great preparation for this day because of it being so special. Because of being selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of the status that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted it, they used to give it a special status and they should give it special consideration, special preparations used to be made for this great Mubarak day. And as I mentioned, this is by virtue of our iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this iman that makes this day so special. That is why for a mu'min, he ought to treat this day very specially. His actions also should be those that are prescribed by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That should be the day of Friday. In fact, Bawana Badri Alam sahab, rahmatullahi alayhi, mentioned to one of our ex-musallis, how do you instill the heart, the importance of the day of Jumu'ah in the hearts and minds of your children and your family? It mentioned three things. In order to instill the importance and significance of this day,
We live in a system where we find the Sunday is a public holiday and people look forward to that day because they are free for the activities, for going around, etc. But a special day in the life of a mu'min is a Friday, irrespective of where we stay. And that is why we should give it the special status. He had mentioned you should do those things that your children and your family like on the day of Jumu'ah. Firstly, he had suggested you should cook the best meal of the week on the day of Jumu'ah. When the best meal is cooked, obviously, there is a natural inherent feeling towards the liking and inclination towards good food. Everybody in the family is looking forward to that day, the day of Jumu'ah, because you can make that a special day as far as your meals are concerned. As far as your children are concerned, you give pocket money to every one of them on a day of Friday, make it distinct and different, give them little more. Give them little more on a Friday so that they look forward for this day. They look forward for this Mubarak day. And thirdly, he mentioned that you dress up your children normally in very smart and good clothes, etc. Like we see often that the children are dressed up in good clothes on holidays, etc. Here he says, make that day the day of Jumu'ah, when they have a bath and they wear the very special clothing and the best clothing that they have, make them wear that on the day of Jumu'ah. In this manner, you will be instilling in their hearts and minds, the importance and the significance of this Mubarak day, day of Jumu'ah. And we should highlight this also in our wives and children. As I mentioned, we live in a society where we find that the holidays are different days. And as far as the state is concerned, the holy days are also different days. But for a mu'min, every Friday is the holiest of days. And we should ensure that we treat it that manner. We treat it in that manner like we find our pious predecessors. We should make due preparations for this day, wait for the day of Jumu'ah, and be early in the actions. Getting up earlier than normal also is mustahab on the day of Jumu'ah. And carrying out the activities, coming to the masjid early on the day of Jumu'ah, because this is a special day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made. Such a special day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the Surah Jumu'ah, wherein He has highlighted the prayer of Jumu'ah, the Salatul Jumu'ah. We read Salat 5 times a day, it is farz on us. But the Friday prayers is a congregational prayer. In fact, the day of Jumu'ah speaks for itself. Jumu'ah actually means to assemble and to congregate. That's why this is the day that we assemble and we congregate. That is the day of Jumu'ah. Previously, when there were less masajid, then Jumu'ah used to be only held in one masjid of the town, so that the entire town can facilitate the assembling and the congregation of all the people. They can come together in one place and assemble. A day of the expression of the brotherhood of the Muslims, a day of Jumu'ah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed many special actions for this day. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to appreciate these great ni'mats, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's treasures are opened even further on these Mubarak days. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us these unique opportunities to gain from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that level of iman that when these auspicious days come, then we go and vie with each other to the maximum to gain from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and appreciate these great ni'mats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Inshallah, we'll continue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.